This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Federal and Southern Colorado law enforcement raided several top-dollar pawn shops. Happened yesterday morning in both Colorado Springs and Pueblo in what CSPD says involves the sale of stolen property. Pueblo County Sheriff's deputies arrested Jack Jagowski, the owner of the pawn shops, as long as his wife Mishka, in connection with that case. For neighbors who lived near the couple in Pueblo, yesterday's raid was unexpected. Officials impounded a pair of vehicles as they searched their home on Polo Court. Dr. Stephen Siegel lives next to the couple in Pueblo's University Park for the past 15 years.
This is a really quiet neighborhood here, and I think this is the first time I've seen this many police cars here ever. They go to work like anybody else does. I didn't know that they run several pawn shops here in town.
It's believed that Jack and Mishka Jagowski out of jail after posting separate $50,000 bonds. Custody status of two other individuals indicted in this case, Walt and Darian Muro, remain unknown at this time.
A man was shot and another man's now in jail following a standoff in what police believed might have been a hostage situation. It started just after 9 last night when police got a call of shots being fired in a Sand Creek neighborhood on Prairie Star Circle near Airport and Highway 24. Officers arriving there found the wounded victim. The suspected shooter had gone back to his home with another person inside. The tactical enforcement unit was notified and responded there. Eventually, the other occupant got out of the home safely. Suspect Daniel Ladera surrendered peacefully. The shooting victim's injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. The funeral for a Colorado Springs Walgreens employee killed in a break room at the store happens today. Services for 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw will be held at Woodman Valley Chapel. And Whitelaw was found dead at the drugstore on June 11th. Investigators say she had complained to store managers about a fellow employee and that she asked to work a different schedule to avoid him. That employee, 28-year-old Joshua Johnson, is in jail charged with her death.
The Pikes Peak Library District says that two area libraries are expected to reopen today after experiencing staffing issues yesterday. The Fountain and Sand Creek libraries forced to close yesterday because they didn't have enough staff. Library District says that they have about 40 openings, forcing them to move personnel between the different library locations. The district's summer adventure reading program also causing staffing issues due to its popularity.
As businesses continue struggling to fill open job positions, the opening door is now for convicted felons. Southern Colorado companies are now broadening their hiring criteria due to the ongoing labor shortage. Candace Sporhays-White with the Second Chance Center in Colorado Springs says many employers are now overlooking previous criminal convictions to fill those jobs.
The unprecedented shortage in our labor market has increased opportunities for justice-involved individuals to receive what we refer to as upskilling or reskilling.
That means people with criminal records are seeing job opportunities beyond the entry-level positions they might have been stuck with in the past.
Colorado Governor Jerry Polis likes the idea of suspending the gas tax. He says the tax will save people money while blaming Russia for its war in Ukraine for rising prices. The current tax on gasoline is about 18 cents per gallon. The Biden administration wants Congress to pass a bill suspending that gas tax through September. With higher gas prices, interest rates, and more, many are feeling the pinch of what could become another recession. Tatiana Bailey, an economics professor at UCCS, says that there are a number of factors pointing towards a recession being inevitable.
We have the increasing interest rates. We have corporate valuations that were really too high and are coming down kind of hard now. We have inflation that we haven't seen in 40 years. 8.6% is the last reading.
Right now, experts are closely watching the GDP. It's had negative growth rates for the first quarter this year and flat so far this quarter. If June ends with negative growth, our newest recession could well be underway.
A Colorado Springs shopping center has new owners. Centerpoint Plaza recently was bought by a Denver-based private fund for $21.4 million. The property at North Academy Boulevard and Vickers Drive features businesses such as Dollar Tree, Tuesday Morning, and Boot Barn. A documentary about the history of Colorado Springs City Auditorium is set to make its debut next week. Tickets are on sale for two screenings on June 29th. A noon screening will feature the director's cut, while the 7 o'clock screening is being promoted as a red carpet premiere. The documentary looks at the 100-year history of the auditorium, plus plans for its renovation.
Well, our Thursday is well underway with the sunshine this morning going to be replaced by a little bit of cloud cover this afternoon and some heightened chances for storms. We're really looking towards the I-25 corridor and storms between the 3 and 7 o'clock hour this afternoon. We'll continue to see some storms up in the high country starting to erupt earlier than that and then rolling off onto the plains. Overall, we'll see clearing skies as we head into the nighttime hours. And as temperatures start to fall, we're not going to go too low, but we'll be waking up Friday morning to temperatures around 60 degrees and should be waking up to quite some sunny skies before we do a wash, rinse, and repeat forecast for the day on Friday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.